Stereotypes about Mexican immigrants in the United States abound, but everyone has a unique situation. This is the tale of one couple with two very different stories. Alaska Public Media's Anne Hillman has more.
Daira and Mario Velade sit on the couch of their pleasantly cluttered apartment. Plants for their garden and piles of mail fill the table. It's one of the rare times they're both home together in the early evening. Mario is a bit of a workaholic.
When I don't work, it's hard for me. It's hard for me to go to sleep. I have to be tired or go to work. I get sick if I don't work for 3-4 days.
That's true. He can go to sleep or he gets sick.
He says he's always been that way. Mario started working full-time when he was 17 and crossed the border from Mexico to California nearly 30 years ago. He talks about the trip like it was a casual 2-hour walk, even though he entered the U.S. without legal documents.
Yeah, I was just a little scary, but I didn't care. They told us, if you get caught, they're not going to hurt you. It's just you're not doing anything. They're just going to send you back. I was like, okay.
Mario's tone is light, but he didn't really have a choice. Like many others, he needed to support his family, and there wasn't work near his home.
My dad passed away, and then my mom, and we were young, and my mom had my sisters, and so I feel like I have to take over.
He arrived in California, then soon moved to Washington to pick fruit and hops. After a few years, he knew there wasn't a future in it.
I seen people that they would work in there for like 30 years, and when we got paid by the hour, they still were making the same like 30 years ago.
So Mario bought an English course with audio cassettes and books. He'd return from the fields at the end of the day, then study in the evening. After a few months, he joined Job Corps in Oregon. There, he took proper English classes and learned a trade, building maintenance and floor installation. On the advice of a friend, he moved to Alaska in the early 1990s because the pay was better. Soon after, he met his first wife, had a son, and decided to petition for his green card. He says back then, it was easy.
I didn't have any problems with the law or anything, so I have no tickets or anything. So, but they didn't ask me for anything. They just called me out, went to immigration, they took a picture of my fingerprints and make sure it was me, and yeah.
By the time Daira arrived, nearly 15 years later, things had changed a bit. Daira first came to Alaska as a tourist, then as a researcher. That's how she met Mario. She interviewed him for her master's thesis on Mexican immigration to Alaska.
Yeah, we hang out, I started hanging out, and then we kind of fell in love. I told her not to leave. I want her to stay here.
But I left.
Daira wanted to return to Mexico to finish her master's degree in immigration studies, and deciding to come back to Alaska to stay was hard. She had friends and family in Mexico, and she didn't need to move north to support anyone. According to the Pew Research Center, by 2008, more Mexicans were leaving the U.S. to return home than were arriving to find work.
And then I came here and I went from being a really busy person to not working or going to school or other things. So I was at home most of the time. And he has been working, he works a lot. So he was at home, and that was hard.
Eventually, Daira started to meet people and learned about job searching in Alaska. She found a position, but she says she doesn't really put her master's degree to its full use. When the couple decided to get married in 2008, the process for Daira to get a green card seemed much harder than what Mario went through a decade earlier.
They are pretty confusing. The forms are, they were to me.
They filled out forms and a month later were called to the immigration offices for an interview. Mario had gotten his citizenship shortly after they started dating. Daira felt the immigration officials were suspicious of the couple's relationship.
They asked me in that tone, like, so? Then he was really attractive to you? No. I mean, he was before.
Just to find out. They just wanted to see if we really were going to get married or if we were going to stay together. Because, like I said before, a lot of people, they do it for, just to get their citizens, so.
It may be a common assumption that people just get married to stay in the U.S., but U.S. Citizens and Immigration Services doesn't actually track marriage fraud. Most petitions for permanent residency for spouses are approved. Within about a year, Daira received her green card, which they both say is a relief, in part because they feel like attitudes towards immigration have changed. Authorities are more likely to check their documents.
Now, they said, they check every for everything, you know. So even if you want to buy something, property or something, you know, they check it out. So.
But they both also say they don't experience any discrimination in Anchorage. They built their lives here and plan to stay. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.
We'll be discussing immigration in Alaska during Community in Unity tomorrow night at 7 p.m. It's being recorded live in the Alaska Public Media Studios in Anchorage.